At a legislative study committee hearing today, sex offender experts from the Department of Corrections told lawmakers only about 20% of people who sexually abuse children are likely to commit more than one crime. Anna Salter, who trains people to assess the risk levels of sex predators, says just locking them up won't prevent the most dangerous ones from victimizing more children. She says different types of offenders need different kinds of treatment.
If you take 100 offenders and treat them like they're all the same, the really high-risk guys will get something that is not enough for them, and the low-risk guys may have reoffense rates low enough that nothing we do is going to drive it down.
Another DOC expert on sex offenders, Tony Strevler, calls for more money for treatment in prison and for effective follow-up once offenders are released.
The key piece is once released, you got to continue it. It's not like you get a certificate and now you're no longer a sex offender. Congratulations. Now you're out in the community where you actually have potential victim pool.
State Senator Alberta Darling says she's ready to propose legislation that puts more money into diagnosing the risk levels of sex offenders before they get sentenced. She says that will give judges the information they need to recommend the right treatment,
which will, in effect, protect more children in the state and be more cost-effective because we'll do more on the front end to make sure we have lower recidivism rates.
The most recently passed sex offender laws put thousands of dollars into GPS monitoring for released offenders, but experts like Salter and Strevler say that money might be better spent on diagnosis and treatment. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.